Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast. Like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Game on!
Game on!
We're talking the good and bad of tonight's game.
This is the Atlanta Baseball Postgame Show with Chris Thomas.
Got an opinion? We want to hear it. 404-726-0929.
The Atlanta Baseball Postgame Show is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, here's Chris Thomas.
Yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome on in to the Atlanta Baseball Postgame Show. I am your host and steward, Chris Thomas. You can call me Turtle. Live in the Kia Studios from 10 to 11. It's me, it's producer Noel, and it's you. 404-726-0929. Y'all in? I want to hear from you. Y'all in yet? 30-13, 14-6 at home. Another series win. Back-to-back series wins against the Dodgers and the Cubbies. We are rolling. Love it, love it, love it. If you are new to the proceedings, welcome, welcome. This is the Atlanta Baseball Postgame Show, your only live and local dedicated call-in show for you to talk Atlanta Braves. It's me and it's you, 404-726-0929. If you are just getting in your car from Truist Park, please call in, 404-726-0929. Tell me how that rally was in the eighth inning. How was it in the ballpark? Because it was a sleepy, sleepy game leading into the bottom of the eighth inning. You had a combined two runs scored, and you had a pitcher's duel between Shota Imanaga and then J.R. Richie and the Braves' bullpen. And as soon as Imanaga came out of the game, that was a wrap. It's a shame he couldn't give him longer. Oh, wait, no, it wasn't. Phil Maton comes in out of the bullpen with a 7-something ERA, and that thing only skyrocketed. Braves win. Yes. Way to keep it going, bud. Don't make it a one-night stand now. Back-to-back nights, Yaz plays hero. You absolutely love to hear it. I continue to joke that it's because of our conversation about Mike Trout, and I'm going to take some credit here. I lit the fire under Yaz's butt talking about bringing Mike Trout here to Atlanta. That's right. No, of course not. Good for Yaz. Good for Dubon, who continues to be the most underrated signing of the offseason. Another double-A gem spin there and getting him to be the unsung hero of this team, playing all over the field, just keeps hitting, has more power than we ever thought, and just another glorious night here in the A. So again, how this works, for the next hour, I have one objective. I will go over all the stats. I will let you hear from Walt Weiss. I will let you hear from Grant McCauley. But that's not the main objective of the show. The main objective of the show is for me and you to talk Braves baseball at 404-726-0929. So again, if you're getting in your car from Truist, please call in. If you were watching at home on the tube and now you popped on the radio to listen to me, first of all, thank you. Second of all, please call in. Or if you've just been driving around listening to 92.9 The Game in the great city of Atlanta and the great state of Georgia, I was giving you updates all night long. Call in. Aside from just basking in the glow of the positivity, right? Because we can all just do that. That's the easy thing to do, right? Just bask in the glow of the positivity. Another series win. Another win against the hottest team in baseball. No matter what happens tomorrow, you won the series. You got the Sox coming into town on Friday. We will talk with our buddy Rob Bradford, by the way, our favorite Odyssey MLB insider, based out of Boston, to preview that series. But we got one more against the Cubbies to get through first. And again, the easy thing to do is just sit here and say another nice, tidy win for the Atlanta Braves. And it was. Again, you get a sleepy pitcher's duel, Baldwin homers to center to make it 1-0 in the bottom first. Nico Horner with an RBI single to tie it at 1 in the top 5, and then nothing until the bottom of the 8th when Yaz gets the clutch double and then Dubon homers right afterwards. Just magic. It's just been pure magic for these Atlanta Braves. 30-13, 14-6 at home. You can't ask for anything more, especially considering all the injuries to the starting staff. Now, I will say one thing. One thing. Just one little, just a little thing. Just a little thing. Can I, if I may, can I? Hello, can I? Thanks. Pitching length from the starters, it's got to be a little bit better. Holmes needs to give you a little more. Richie needs to give you a little bit more. Strider needs to give you a little bit more, although he obviously is just working his way back. But the bullpen's being used a lot. A lot, a lot, a lot. So you just got to be careful. It is a long season. I don't need to tell you that. You know, we're 30-13. We're 43 games in. You got 115-plus games left. So you got to make sure these guys can get to the end of the tunnel now. And, you know, I know the days of starters going 8 innings are long gone, but you got to get your starters into the 6th inning more frequently. It's going to be something that it's not going to crop up now, especially whenever Schwellenbach and Waldrip come back and you have more depth in the rotation. But it is something you're going to have to manage, and Walt Weiss is going to have to do a good job of making sure to, you know, to get guys in where they fit in. Martin Perez came out of the pen tonight. He threw 12 pitches in a scoreless inning. That's something they'll have to do more often. We know Fuentes pitched 3 scoreless innings last night. He was really good. So it's just something to keep an eye on. It's not a huge deal yet, but it's like the thing with getting picked off way too much that we've been talking about the last couple of days. Do you say you can't? There are no alarm bells to sound when you're 30-13. It'd be stupid and foolish to do that. But what we are doing is we're saying this is a World Series contending team. So what we need to do is make sure that we're crisp, right? We're playing crisp baseball. We're not making stupid decisions on the base paths. We're not overtaxing our bullpen. We're allowing our starters to get the most out of them that they can. You know, you got 8 combined innings out of your starters the last 2 nights. That's quite frankly not enough. You know, so it's just something to monitor. But obviously the overwhelming discussion is about just how good this baseball team is. So here's my question. Have you seen enough? Have you seen enough yet, especially with these last 2 series, to put your faith back in the Braves as a true World Series contender? I have. I believe in this team. Y'all know how I feel about the Mike Trout thing. We don't need to get back into that. I think it's something they definitely should explore because even though Yaz is starting to heat up, I mean, come on. Mike Trout, Yaz, Mike Trout. Let's be honest about that. I know we're all rooting for Yaz, but come on. So even with that aside, even with some of the starting pitching length issues and with some of the pickoff issues and the other minor things that we're talking about, this is absolutely a World Series team. So are you back in, Braves country? After a couple of rough years now, 2023, the regular season was really good, right? You flame out in the postseason. 2024, you flame out in the postseason. 2025, you miss the postseason entirely. Now, 30-13, smacked around the Cubs the last two games, and you won the Dodgers series in their ballpark. Pretty good. Pretty good. So are you all in? Are you all in on this team? Or do you need to see more? Is the sample size at 43 games for you now big enough that you've put your total trusted faith back in this Braves team and back in this Braves organization? I think you can. We were talking about this a little bit at the end of the show with the Falcons too. Like, you got to, with these teams that have struggled the last few years, it's a commitment. You know, you're a fan. You're listening to this radio show. It affects you. It affects me. Right now, it's great hosting this show. There were times last year, Noel, where this team was 10 games under 500, and I was coming on here being like, well, we'll get them next year. Oh, we got 58 minutes left in the show? Yeah. So about that, everybody stinks. Now, this is great. DuPont's hitting. Steal of the offseason. Yaz is turning it around. Smith, out of nowhere, is an all-star hitter. Olsen's an MVP. You know, Riley took another 0 for tonight, but that's something, you know, it's okay. Harris is back. Kim is back. He got a hit tonight. So everything is roses for the Braves right now. So are you back all in? Have you seen enough of this Braves organization? Let's go to Brett, who's leaving Truist Park. Brett, what's up?
Hey, man.
Hey, man, what's going on? How was that eighth inning, man? Set the scene for us. So the game, you know, it starts off with a little bit of action in the middle innings, and then it just goes complete pitcher's duel. What was it like with the crowd when they woke up in the eighth?
Yeah, it was, you know, I think everybody had been sitting on their hands a little bit, waiting on something. I mean, you know, hats off to the starting pitching tonight. It was a pretty clean game, and not a lot of walks, not a lot of action. So the crowd was pretty muted up until that point, but you kind of had that sense that we were going to break through, you know, just like we have all year. So it got electric pretty quick.
How nice was it to see Yaz come through again after he's been struggling all year?
Yeah, really good. Happy for that guy. I mean, he's been pressing a little bit. I know he wants to do well. He's on his first, you know, really big contract, and he's in his mid-30s. He was kind of a late bloomer in San Francisco. So nice to see him get a big hit, and we really need more of that out of him. He can be a difference maker for this club as we, you know, try to paper over some injuries.
All right, and here's the big one for you, Brett. Last but not least, you seem like a really smart fan. Have you seen enough 43 games in to put your full trust in this team to be able to make a World Series run, or do you need to see more?
I'd love to say I've seen enough, but I don't think I'm there just yet. I'm a little nervous about this pitching staff like you. I mean, we're awfully thin right now, leaning on some young guys and some guys coming off of injuries. I'll feel a lot better if we get Schwellenbach back for the last 50 or 60 games and he's healthy. But I'll tell you what I do like about the staff right now. Even though the starters are coming out a lot earlier than we'd like, you got a couple of guys in that bullpen who can come in and give you two or three innings, like Lopez and Didier Fuentes. And so I think that helps lengthen the starters a little bit. But obviously you can't do that for 162 games. But I'm not there yet. A lot of things to be positive about. If we can get some pitching back healthy, especially a guy like Schwellenbach who can – who can make a turn for you, you know, in the postseason, I like our chances.
Brett, really good stuff. Drive safe. Get home safe. Call back anytime at 404.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you. 404-726-0929. Great call from Brett there, leaving Truist to get us started tonight. That's what we want, folks. That's a great way to lay the groundwork for the rest of the show. 404-726-0929. If you're like Brett, come on, talk about the game, talk about what you saw, and then the question of the night. Brett just answered it, I thought, with a really measured response. Y'all in? 43 games. Is that enough? I know it's been a down couple of years, so have they won your trust back? You tell me. 404-726-0929. It's the Atlanta Baseball Postgame Show. We're taking more of your calls. I'm with you till 11 o'clock. Get on the horn. Let's chat Braves after another big win, 4-1 series win against the Cubbies here on 92.9 The Game.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping Phony Sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're talking baseball with the Atlanta Baseball Postgame Show with Chris Thomas.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Braves win, Braves win, Braves win. Not only do they win the series against the Cubs. Back-to-back series wins against the Dodgers and the Cubs. You're 30-13, first team to 30 wins this season. You're 14-6 at Truist. Diaz is coming around. Dubon continues to be an absolute steal with his versatility in the field and his offensive performance this season. Batted leadoff for you tonight. Baldwin with another home run. I mean, things are just absolutely roses right now for the Braves. Now, of course, a couple of little picadillos we talked about. Starters need to give you more length for sure. You can't be using the bullpen this much. Riley still hasn't really turned it around. 0-for-3 tonight. Average is sitting at 216. Kim's just returned. And we know Murph is going to be out for a long time. So there's still some things, you know, no team is ever going to be perfect. But right now, you got to feel like you're sitting pretty if you are the Atlanta Braves. So this is the Atlanta Baseball Postgame Show, and that means it's me and you till 11 o'clock, 404-726-0929. If you're driving home from Truist Park right now, like our first caller of the evening, I want to hear from you. Tell me how the game was. It was sleepy for a while, and then the Braves poured it on in the eighth, and that was all she wrote. Iggy came in and got his eighth save of the season. If you were watching at home on the tube, call up. What'd you see? What'd you like? What'd you didn't like? Or if you were driving around in the A, want to talk to you as well. However you consumed the action this evening, it is our time to talk Atlanta Braves at 404-726-0929. And the other thing is, that, you know, if you want to just talk about the game, of course, that's always first and foremost. But my question to y'all, have you seen enough? Have you seen enough? Our first caller made some really compelling points that he's not quite there yet. And that's fine. You know, 30-13, 43 games is a, we'll call it a representative sample size, but it's not, you know, it's not 80 games where I think you'll have a much better idea of what this team is and is not. But right now, have you seen enough? It's been a rough couple of years for the Braves with injuries and missing the playoffs and getting embarrassed in a wild card series against the Padres a couple of years ago, getting smoked by the Phillies in two straight playoffs in the DS. And, you know, 2021 seems like it was kind of a long time ago now, doesn't it? That's part of the problem, is in order to commit, you know, your total fandom and your total heart and your total bandwidth back to this team, you got to see enough to believe. So have you? Have you seen enough as a Braves fan to say, I am all in on 2026? It's interesting because we were having this Mike Trout conversation, right? And a lot of you brought up, like, I don't want to mortgage the future and give up a Richie who pitched tonight or an Owen Murphy or a Caminiti. I get it. But my argument was the future's now. This is the future for the Braves. This is your window, as they like to say. With Ronnie under contract, Ozzie, Matt, Riley, Baldwin, Dom Smith, everybody's here right now. Iglesias in the bullpen, Suarez in the bullpen, Lee in the bullpen. Everybody's here right now. So there is no mortgaging of the future to me. It's win this year. So I want to know, are you all in or do you need to see more? The past couple of series against the Dodgers and the Cubs, it's hard to argue not to be all in, right? It's hard to argue to say this team can't win a World Series other than to say the last couple of years have made us push the pause button a little bit on this dynasty talk that we all thought was possible after 2021 and the letdown in 2023 when you had the best offense in the sport. And now here you are 3 years later, trying to get it restarted again. So I get it. I get our first caller saying there's a little bit of trepidation there to go all in. But other than the minor picadillos that I just listed, Riley not hitting is really the only major concern for this team right now. You got to get more depth out of the starters. You can't burn your bullpen. You got to stop making stupid mistakes on the base paths. But this is all stuff that over the course of 162 games, I'm not batting an eyelash at, honestly. Riley's the only one, because now it's been 43 games of him not playing well, combined with what's happened the last couple of years as well. So if he turns it around, then there'll really be nothing to worry about. Backup catcher, I guess, is a concern now. We'll hear Grant McCauley on that coming up in a little bit. But really, everything's roses right now for the Braves. Let's go out to Anthony. Anthony, you're up. What's up?
Turtle, what is going on, my man?
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm good, doing good, man. So a little fun fact, man. So my daughter's at that age now where she's just falling in love with everything that her daddy loves. And right now she is locked in to the Braves.
Love
and
it.
What a season
love it.
For her to come locked in. You know, 6 years old, man.
Does she have
and
a
just
favorite
like her dad,
player?
Watching the high. She does, man. She absolutely loves Matt Olson.
Yeah.
I love that. I think that's going to be like her Chipper Jones, like it was for me growing up. But she's always I drive her to school every single morning, and she always wants to see the highlights. And she wants to see who won, who was doing well, and things like that, man. And it's a great time to be a Braves fan.
What's her first name? Give her a shout-out.
That'll be my baby girl, Ophelia, and we call her Opie.
There you go. Well, love that she's watching and listening with Dad and has a favorite player. So what did you think about the game?
So, man, I love the way – so the thing that I'm noticing is Braves offensively, we're finding different ways to win, where we're talking about that 2023 season where we're just yicky-yacking the ball over the fence and, you know, just straight power. But you're noticing these guys that they can play the long ball, and you know they can make smart baseball plays and do whatever it takes to win. And I think that's one thing I love about our manager right now, even if it is in the middle of the season, right? And the game, you know, yeah, you could drop one here or there, like going back to the Dodger series, making those adjustments, be like, hey, we got to go get this game no matter what. He buys into, like, hey, you don't have to win every game, but win me every series. And I absolutely love that. Now, for Alex Anthopoulos, I don't want him to fall in love and use that same rinse, wash, and repeat, like, when it comes to the trade deadline. I think pitching is just like in the NBA. You can never have too many wings. You can never have too many pass rushers. And in baseball, you cannot have too many arms. And I just don't want him to fall in love with the idea, like, well, we're going to get this guy off the injury list. And, you know, it's almost like a free agent or a trade acquisition. I don't want that. Get aggressive. We got a great team. We got a great young core. Add to it. I think Mike Trout is a pipe dream, but good Lord, how amazing would that be? But go get me some arms. Keep winning the games the way we are, man. And what a turnaround from last season, man. It's a great time to be a Braves fan. Turtle, thank you so much, man. I love you guys. Y'all have a great night.
All right. Appreciate it, Anthony. Thanks for checking in. And again, that's just absolutely awesome to hear about your daughter and the bond that you guys are forming over watching Braves baseball. That is absolutely great stuff. And as far as the team goes, yeah. I mean, there is no – guys, let's make one thing abundantly clear. Much like what Tony Ressler said about the Hawks, if they're ready, I'll spend. Well, Liberty Media or whoever's – I don't even know who's running it, the Braves Trust or whatever it is, they're ready. Y'all hear me loud and clear on this powerful microphone. The Braves are ready to win a championship again. And AA will have to fill in the gaps. Now, it's up to him and the people above him what type of purse strings is he going to be able to work with. Usually they're pretty tight. They're pretty tight. Again, we did the numbers before the season. The Braves are a top 10 team in baseball. They were eighth to start the year. But to get into the top five, Noel, you ready for this number? 50 million short to get into the top five. That's how big the gap is between how much the Braves are spending and how much the Yankees, the Mets, the Dodgers, the Phillies, the Cubs, who you're playing now, the Blue Jays. Those teams are spending 50 more million dollars than the Atlanta Braves. Think about this. Think about if you had 50 more million dollars of roster on this team right now. Think about that. You could have added 2-3 more starters, a great bullpen arm, and a great outfielder for $50 million. But the Braves don't do that. The Braves don't open up the checkbook to get into that top five range. Can they? They absolutely can. They choose not to. They say, we feel like where we're at, AA, is enough. Go make us a champion. We feel like we're giving you enough money. And you can make the argument they are, to an extent, your top 10. But last time I checked, the Dodgers are in the World Series every year now. The Yankees finally made the World Series again after not making it for a decade. The Mets made the NLCS a couple of years ago. You can sell me on, oh, you know, the top spending teams don't always win. Nah, they kind of do. You know? Think about the teams that have won the last handful of years. Dodgers have two-peated, you know? I mean, you got the Astros in there who spent, when the Astros were in their prime, although they were cheating, they spent a ton of money on Correa and Altuve and Gerrit Cole and Josh Hader, Yordan Alvarez, Bregman. I mean, that's an all-star team. These teams that spend a lot win, to the caller's point. Will they do it? I don't know. All right, got one more segment to take your calls here. Let's go. If you're driving home from Truist, want to hear from you. How was the game? Paint the picture for me, 404-726-0929. Or if you were just watching along and listening with me, call in as well. Your reaction to the game. Plus, are you all in? So far, one caller, not so much. Our last caller, absolutely all in. Break the tie, 404-726-0929. It's the Atlanta Baseball Postgame Show on 92.9 The Game.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping Phony Sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove. No problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're talking baseball with the Atlanta Baseball Postgame Show with Chris Thomas.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Your last chance to call in and talk about the 4-1 win. Braves beat the Cubbies, take the series, get to 30 wins, first team in Major League Baseball. Yaz stays hot. Dubon stays hot. Imanaga had your number. Then you get to the bullpen, and UTCB, 4-1. Series win. Another one. Another one. And now we are sitting pretty at 30-13. But my question to you at 404-726-0929, are you all in? Are you all in? Is 43 games enough of a sample size for you as a Braves fan who's gone through the last couple of years of the ups and downs to say, yeah, Turtle, I'm in. Let's go. Or do you think you either A, need to see more, or B, there are some holes or some things that need work on this team that are preventing you from going all in? I'm with you for another 10 minutes here on 92.9 The Game, so I want to spend those 10 minutes taking your calls at 404-726-0929. We had a caller call in from Truist earlier. If you're driving home, first of all, drive safe. Second of all, let me know, how was the game? And then you can answer our question of the evening about how the Atlanta Braves do or do not have your full buy-in and trust right now. Before we get out of here, also wanted you to hear a little bit from our very own Grant McCauley, who stopped by with Andy and Randy earlier today. The first thing I want you to hear is what he said about Austin Riley, who obviously had the big night last night, but unfortunately took an 0-for-3, and the state of Riley right now trying to maintain his spot in the middle of the lineup.
You know, this might surprise you, but it's not really that I'm seeing like a huge differential between who he's been throughout the first month of the season and who he's been over the last couple of weeks. You know, in April, I felt like, and into the month of May, really into the road trip, it was like he was caught in between two different ideals of approach. You know, it's the, I want to work the count. I want to be selective. I want to get a certain pitch. I'm, you know, I've studied. I'm, you know, looking to read the book on this pitcher. And then sometimes you're doing all of that and realize, oh, wait, well, he's kind of fed me something good here early, and now I'm kind of on my heels and I've got to look for something to do that damage on. But I think he's managed to kind of find that happy medium, if you will. And sometimes it's as simple as just not overthinking. And that's something that he said in the past is just, you know, approach wise, I feel good about the swings that I'm taking. It's just, are you taking them at the right pitch? That kind of thing. So matching all that stuff up, it's a lot harder than it looks. It's harder than it sounds. I can promise you that. And I think sometimes you just have to stick with your system and stay true to who you are rather than trying to get in the lab and, you know, do the thing Cal Ripken was doing where it was like every winter he went home and came back with a new stance. And hey, maybe that worked for him. And that violin bow thing that he was doing later on in his career, maybe that was a thing that worked. But you don't need everybody to make that drastic of a change to show you that something can, in fact, level up or change in their game.
Yeah, and we'll see. I mean, again, the high of last night of him going yard, and then tonight he takes an over. But as they say, that's baseball, Susan. I mean, to quote the late, great John Sterling, but at the end of the day, he's still not anywhere near where he needs to be. I mean, he's batting 216. And, you know, he's a guy that should be penciled in for, you know, 260, 275, 30, and 100. That's the type of player he should be. And unfortunately, he just hasn't been the last handful of years. 404-726-0929. Evan is up next. Evan was at the game. Evan.
Hey, Turner, what's up?
What's going on, Ev?
Barry was rocking tonight till from the eighth inning. Yaz got the big double. They should have hold Kim at third. That kind of got me mad there, but either way, we got the win. I do wish at a deadline, AA's aggressive on the pitching. That's what caused us the last few years in the playoffs. We haven't been aggressive on pitching. I think another starter and a reliever, I think we should go all in on this team. This team is a team I've been calling the never die Braves. They're never out of a game. And it's just been fun to watch, man.
Yeah, so are you all in? You're all in? You're back fully on this team? They can win the World Series this year?
I said to one of my good old friends that if you go to L.A. and win a series against that roster and that money, I'm all in.
Yeah, it's a really good point. Thanks for checking in, Evan. Make sure you and your friends and family drive safe. Thanks for calling in at 404-726-0929. That's great. Got some more calls tonight from people leaving the stadium. Absolutely love to hear your breakdown of the crowd and how everything was. And also, again, if you weren't at the game, you're more than welcome to call in as well. We're just talking Braves baseball for another few minutes here on the Atlanta Baseball Postgame Show. Another area that concern is too strong with the way they're playing, but with Murph out for as long as they have been, or as long as he will be, rather, you are going to need somebody that's probably a tick better than Sandy Leone to come in and be your backup catcher. So Grant was asked by our guys, Andy and Randy, about the depth at catching.
I think you have to at this point, Randy, because Sandy Leone is not the guy that you're trying to give, you know, more of the everyday at-bats that you would have given Sean Murphy and then use Drake Baldwin as your DH. Now, there are some ways that you can make up for this in other areas. I call it in the aggregate, and that is, well, if you're not having to DH Drake Baldwin, then you can DH Dom Smith. And that right now I think matters because he's been swinging a really good bat this year and you'd like to find at-bats for him. So that is one of the opportunities that's in there. But losing Jonah Heim, the decision I think at the time was kind of they got pinched with Ronald going on the IL and Michael kind of hobbled with the quad and they felt like we need an extra outfielder, not a third catcher. And that was why Jonah Heim ended up where he did, which was designated for assignment and claimed off waivers by the A's. So to answer this question in the most succinct way that I can, I do think that they'll look for some kind of depth at catcher, but there are probably 29 other teams out there that are always looking to address that particular spot. It's just really hard to find quality depth at that spot.
Well, and here's the thing, and we'll play this follow-up from Randy right now, Noel, is that there's a guy that was starting to play pretty well here until Sean Murphy came back. And now Murphy basically did the, Noel, he did the Grandpa Simpson meme where he walked into the bar, saw Bart was working at the strip club, put his hat back on the rack, took it off, and walked right out. That's what Sean Murphy did in his return to Atlanta. So the guys asked him, you know, with Langoliers in the fold and with the Athletics, what about Jonah Heim, the guy that was already here?
It's possible, right. But, you know, it's like how many moves have to happen,
right.
How many other dominoes have to fall with other organizations, in particular, I guess, the Sacramento Athletics on their way to Las Vegas. Is he going to fall off the truck before he gets there?
Right.
I don't know. Is he going to be there by the time they get to Vegas? That's another good question. The answer to that is probably no. But could he be back at some point? Did the fit work? Yes, but it's just kind of unfortunate timing for the Braves that in the midst of welcoming Sean Murphy back, they had a couple of other injuries. They right. really felt the squeeze at the depth in the outfield, and they had to make that move at that time.
Yeah, and it literally couldn't have been the worst possible timing, as Grant just alluded to. He starts to get hot. You let him go. He gets picked up right away. And then the guy that you were counting on is now out for 8 weeks. I mean, you can't make it up. But when you're 30-13... I mean, it is what it is. Sandy Leone's going to be the guy for now. I would expect them to be in the business, as Grant said, of maybe looking to upgrade there. Not maybe. I would definitely be in the market to try to upgrade there. And we'll see what happens. For now, you can live with it. For how long, that's the question. You know, if Sandy Leone gets five starts and he's, you know, batting 100, then there's your answer. You need to clearly upgrade there. One place they don't need to upgrade is at their key utility spot. That is Mauricio Dubon. Another great night tonight. And Grant was asked by Andy and Randy, just how good has this guy been?
Interestingly enough, I asked Walt Weiss pretty much that exact same thing yesterday. And he told me that Dubon has basically become indispensable because he can play everywhere. He can bat in different spots in the order. He's come up with big hits on top of being a Gold Glove caliber fielder. And he's talking about guys that are hard to find. Hey, go play plus defense at a bunch of different positions. That's the exception, not the rule. And Mauricio Dubon has certainly been that thus far with the Braves. So he said, Walt did, that he's going to kind of be careful and mindful of Ha-Sung Kim here early on to maybe give him a day here and there because he didn't get, you know, the month and a half of spring training ramp up that everybody else got. He got about 12 days on a rehab assignment. So here in this first week, 10 days, 2 weeks maybe, not trying to beat the brakes off him and have him play all nine innings of every game right out of the chute. But you do look at where the Braves need some help. Left field, their production there has been lagging. Eli White's on the concussion IL. They do feel like that's going to be a short stay for him. So he could factor into that. And we saw something we needed to see last night. I know this has nothing to do with Mauricio Dubon, but how about Mike Yastrzemski coming up with a couple of big hits, including his first home run in a Braves uniform? You just need some of these guys to start producing. And even if they do, I still think there's opportunity for Mauricio Dubon, and he certainly earned it. And everybody recognizes how much he has added to this club in the depth and in just the quality of the individual that he is as well. Folks rave about this guy.
Yeah, and that's exactly the type of contributor he has been for this Braves organization. And like Grant said, no matter who comes in here, you got to find a way for this guy to get in the game. All right, before we get out of here, one little thing. Again, these little picadillos that are going on with the Braves. Grant was asked by Andy and Randy, what's going on with these guys on the base pass? Why are they getting picked off?
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily categorize it as lazy because I don't think that's part of it. I think it's lapses, and that may sound like, you know, semantics, but look, there's a lot of work that goes in behind the scenes. And I know that everybody's quick to point at Antoine Richardson and say, okay, buddy, you're supposed to come over here and help us run the bases, not help us lead the league in pickoffs and already in the middle of May be picked off as many times or more times than we were last year. Right. So there's some adjustments need to be made. I know Walt was asked after the game about it, and he said, yeah, this has become an issue. And, you know, I talked about this last night on social media. Just a lot of things have gone right for the Braves this year, but this pickoffs thing, it does need to be addressed. And I'm just kind of wondering if teams have kind of picked up on tells and tendencies with the way that the Braves lead off and have basically told their pitchers and catchers especially to say, all right, keep an eye over there. If they're doing this kind of thing, they're likely to be caught leaning. We might walk ourselves into a couple of pickoffs. And I think that's what happened because, look, Matt Olson's not over there trying to lead the league in steals. He's not a blazer. Acuna, Harris, clearly they have different things on their minds. But, yeah, this is the kind of thing that I think can be worked out. But they did want to, I think, adopt and really lean into something that they thought would help them out as a base-running team. I would say outside of the pickoffs, they haven't stolen as many bases as we thought they would, but they still run the base as well, taking the extra base, going first to third, those kinds of things that also win ball games. So, again, to use the big word, the aggregate there, I don't think their base running is dragging them down. But this pickoff thing, it's alarming enough that you don't want it to happen at a time you can ill afford it, not when you're leading the league in runs and have the best record in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, that's well said by Grant, obviously, there. We'll just keep an eye on it for now, and Wasn't a real issue tonight, so we'll see if they can keep it rolling. All right, appreciate everybody who checked in on the phones and on Twitter. We got another one tonight. We'll see if the Braves can get the sweep of the Cubbies at home, and then you welcome in the Sox on Friday night. Appreciate Noel White producing the program. Thanks to everybody who called in and tweeted me at C Thomas Radio. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Don't forget, schedule release special with yours truly tomorrow here for the Falcons on 92.9 The Game.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.